Yeah, thanks, Bernard. A very good afternoon. The headlines coming out off the opening stage on the final day of the Jewel Donegal International Rally. At the head of the field, Manus Kelly has cut Donegal's advantage to just 4.5 seconds while we've got a new leader in the National Rally. That is Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh. At the head of the field, Donegal Kelly's time, the first we got coming off 19.5 kilometres of Fannett, was 10 minutes 6.5 in very wet conditions. By the way, all the leading cars are on the wrong tyres. When they left Milford, it was dry. When they arrived in Fannett, half of the stage was wet. And by the time they were to take off at the start of the stage, the entire stage was wet. So all the leaders were on wrong tyres. Donegal Kelly, 10 minutes, 6.5 seconds for the rally leader and Conor Foley on board in that Ford Focus WRC. Going into the stage, Manus Kelly had a 7.2 deficit to make up on Kelly, on Donegal Kelly, that is. Manus and Donal Barrett, the defending champions in that Subaru, 10 minutes, 4 seconds dead, also on the wrong tyres, and that now means the gap at the front is down to 4.7 seconds between those two battling it out. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy also caught on the wrong tyres as well. They lost nearly half a minute to Donegal Kelly and Manus Kelly's time, 10 minutes, 32.5 was the time for Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in there. The battle of the R5s, Alistair Fisher's advantage has dropped from 9.9 to 5.7 seconds. Sam Moffat and Carrot Atkinson quicker by almost 4 seconds than Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble. And the battle for fourth, the battle for championship points, 10 minutes 12.1 was the time of Sam Moffat. And Alistair's time, 10 minutes, 16.3. Josh Moffat on a 10 minute, 18.1. While Joe McGonigal, 10 minutes, 41.2 was the time in there for Joe McGonigal. Joe, of course, not battling in the top three. He had lost a lot of time on the opening day. So, on to the national side of the event. Fannett Heads has been unfortunate for Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callan. In the early part of the stages, their Darien slipped off the road. Both are out of the car and both are okay. But the leaders in the National have fallen very early on here on the opening stage of the final day. Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh have been competing in this event for a very long time, 17 years to be exact. And Damien and Mac are now leading the National Rally. 10 minutes, 41.8. was the time for Damien Gallagher. It wasn't the fastest of the Mark IIs. We'll come to that in just a moment. Declan Gallagher, the milkman, along with John McCarthy in that Toyota started 10 minutes 46.1 in the wet conditions in Fannett. And that now means at the head of the field, off the National, Damien Gallagher has an advantage of round about 49 seconds over Declan Gallagher. The Ford Escort Mark II with a comfortable advantage as they head to Atlantic Drive. Ryan Loughran and local man Gareth Doherty up to third in the National. They were the fastest of the Mark II of the Mark IIs of the top 10 times. 10 minutes 32.9. A stunning time by Ryan Loughran in there. Jonathan Pringle, 10 minutes 46.6. And Adrian Hetherington, 10 minutes 56.6. So looking at the overall standings in the National, just to recap, Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh in the National out in front, leading on the final day by around 49 seconds from Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty are up to third. Jonathan Pringle's fourth. Adrian Hetherington sits in fifth position. While at the front of the International, this epic battle continues as they head to stage two on Sunday. Donegal Kelly from the Frosses with Conor Foley on board in that Focus WRC, still leading this event, but that advantage at the front has been cut by another couple of seconds. Defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Bard sit 4.7 seconds adrift. With Gary Jennings remaining in third position, looking to take the Subaru to the end of the day back at the Mount Errigal, while Alistair Fisher's advantage in fourth and in the R5 category is back to 5.7. Myself and Seamus McGettigan are heading off to the end of Atlantic Drive, and we'll be back with another update shortly, and the rain, I'm sure, is going to play a factor in there as well. We've been told in Downington, Carrigart, the rain is coming down on the stage. Back to the studio.
Free entry for all drivers and co-drivers at Pulse Venue's rally closing party tonight with the Whistling Donkeys. Pulse Venue, proud sponsors of Highland Radio's coverage of the Donegal International Rally.